Megillas Esther, Perek Beis. Achashverosh listened to Haman's idea, and he killed his wife, and they wrote Svarim, they wrote Mechtavim, letters to Bechol Medina Samelech, that the new rule, that Leah is called Ishsayah Bebeisayah Medabriel Kloshoin Amoy. Everyone should go ahead and be in charge of his house. The men should be in charge, not the woman. Umedaber kolshoyn amay, and talk his language. What does that mean, talk his language? We explained that Haman and Zeresh and his wife, they were finding it out all along, which language they should speak in the home. Each one wanted a different language. One wanted Persian, one wanted Madai. And this was a fight. So now all of a sudden Haman got his way. So Haman meant for himself. And now Haman got his way, and Umedaber kolshoyn amay. He could talk. The husband is the one that has the rule of what language it should be spoken about. So now, Achad Var Mehela, after these days, Kesoich Hamas HaMelech Achashverosh. Achashverosh, that means there was a long tkufa that he was very upset. And now he calmed down. Zocha es Vashti ve'es asher asosa ve'es asher nigzala. So now he had time to remind himself what Vashti did. Till now, he was in his angry mode, so he didn't remember anything about her. Now he started thinking about her. Zakrashi, Zacha es Vashti es Yafya, her prettiness, Venetzav, and he got depressed. So that means his whole, even though her mindless word, the reason why he married her, was because of, she was a Yachsin, she had Yichus from Nebuchadnezzar, and that's how he got the whole Malchus. But what he remembered was es Yafya, and now he started thinking about what to do next. Vayayimu Nare HaMelech Mesharsav. The Na'arim of the Melech.
What does it mean that she remembered Mishael
Sasa?
He was
thinking
for
a
hundred,
for a very long time. Okay, now. You know how angry he was? It's probably a year's time he was sitting inside.
So
he's up as
how beautiful she was. And it's Mishael Sasa, but the last, he was just angry.
No, it's just what she did earlier. What she did.
Nice things.
Yeah, what she did and what was guys on her from what happened. And because she's not around now.
So when he was angry, he didn't even.
Gunish. Yeah, he was so angry. He had no thoughts of anything. So, Vayayimu Nare HaMelech Mesharsav. The Na'aris of the Melech. Who's the Na'aris? The young girls. Who's that? The girls that do the clean up. The cleaning ladies. Right? Yivakshu LaMelech Na'aris Besulais Toivais Mara. Let the king look for pretty girls. Now, what's going on over here? What are these girls that do sponges, right? That's what they're doing. What are they giving eitzes to the king? I mean, this king has all the eitzegebes, like we spoke earlier. Seven eitzegebes, and he had dayanim, drama, he called yedei das within. Who's giving him eitze? The sponges. What's the pshat in that? So, what? Since when did they become the eitzegebes? That's true, but I'm saying, but why? What in the world? What's going on over here? We were all his professionals and all these
advisors.
So the answer is, I'll be the Gayan, that we have to understand that till Haman came around, till what we said last week, Mamuchan, there was no such thing that Achashverosh was allowed to do anything in his private life. Why was that? Because we said they knew he was a madman, and he would chop off everyone's head. So there was a rule, Achashverosh's personal life had to stay with himself, he couldn't do anything about it. So therefore, people would come in and out. But now, what happens? Haman gives him a Mardig Eitzah. Everything that you decide is really, like we said last week, is between you and everyone else, because you're not just a private citizen. You're a Melech, and everyone follows you. So now you became this public person. So anything you decide is done. Said is done. So now, all these people were afraid of him. They said, we're not coming here. We're not coming into this guy's palace. We might say something he doesn't like. He'll kill us. So Mela, everyone's gone. He's left with the sponger girls over there. They had no choice. They had to clean his house. So Mela, those are the only people that are left now in the palace. So Kumt Achashverosh, who's he supposed to talk to? The only people he can talk to is these little Medla. So they're the ones giving him eitzes now. So the whole country is being run by these little Medla. He was a tippish. So he had his advisors. Who's his advisors? Nare HaMelech. Imagine Biden when his advisors will be. Some plain Medlach. That's all that was going on over here.
Same thing.
Over here, It's not pashut. I'm saying, but it's not just that, right? I'm saying, so you have a melech tepish, and what happens is, who's advising him? Na'aris ha-melech. Yeah, so that's why, this is very clear, that's why they're the only ones that are there. And you see, Taka, what type of decision they gave him. I mean, they gave him these na'arish decisions. So what is this? Now, they tell him that, you know what you want. You want only someone that's a bas yaifi, a pretty girl. That's all you need. You don't need nothing else in the marriage. And you didn't need no yichus, you didn't need anything. So they tell him straight out, point blank, that what you need, besulis tevis ma'ala, that's all. No other ma'ala, nothing. There's no one, two, this is one, two, three, only one ma'ala you need in the girl. I'm saying over things from the guy, and I'm not saying over things from myself. Yeah. No, it could be the boys also if you want. The candy kids. But Yafgeid HaMelech Pekidim. So he took on this Eitzah, Moedig Eitzah, to go and look for girls. What do you do? B'chol Medinos Machusay. Let's go ahead and gather all the girls from your whole Medinos Machusay. V'yikbitzu es kol na'ar b'sula toivis ma'ayel shushan abir el beis ha'noshim el yad. Hey guys, Sisa, Melech Shema, Anashim, Anasim, Tamu Ken. Can you imagine what's going on here? This whole country's in turmoil. What's going on? Any girl of Naya's Besulais comes and shows her face. And this is who, every single girl, high school girl, is being tested. Who's testing her? Some Naranim over there are testing her, what they would think that the king means pretty. And everyone, from top to bottom, from that age, whatever it is, Kalna Abasul, Taivas Maya, has to come to Shushan Abir. Truckloads of people, buses, are coming to Shushan Abir to be tested. All the schools in the 127 Medinas. See, the traffic, you can imagine what's going on over there. And it seems similar to what's going on in Poland, no? The kids, they're traveling to come and show their face. And he gives them, Nasan Tamu came, he gives them, smell b'samim and all that. They should get dressed up, and whoever is going to be zayche is going to be zayche to the king. V'anaya shatita v'enei hamelech timleich tachas Vashti is going to rule underneath Vashti. V'yita v'adava v'enei hamelech. Oh, this is a very good idea. It's a meridik idea. These little girls, they gave him a meridik idea. V'yas kein, and this is what they did. So this is what's being tested now. The king needs a wife. And he's very clear what type of wife he needs. Only not one mila. The only thing is that she should have. She should look pretty. That's the only mila that he needs. Nothing else. Now, the guy explains that it's not even. It's lefi katnas daitam. Who's the one that he was putting kidim chol medinas machusay the yikbitzu as kol na'ar besula is these. It was these na'oras that were the kidim. So Stam, no, not too much seichel involved here, but like upon him, he agreed to it, and Timlech Tachas Vashti, it doesn't say Tachas Vashti Hamalka, it doesn't say Hamalka Vashti, like we said last week, he had no wanting to any yichus. And this turned out so good for Klal Yisrael, with Lestam Shat, he went ahead and he married Esther, and that's what saved Klal Yisrael. Now, for him marrying Esther, imagine he would be a normal king. And he would start, I mean, what would be the information? You want to know where this girl comes from. And he hated the Jews. Nothing, it wasn't like, there was no tzad that he liked the Yidden. He hated, just like Haman hated them, Achashverosh hated them. So, there was no chance that he would marry Esther. And we needed him to marry Esther, even though it wasn't good, but that's what we needed. So, if he would just look for someone, normal person looks for someone, he wants to know where you come from, and then, Avada has to be Bas Yaifa, but it has to, there are some rules. Good midas, something good nature. Here, nothing. Garnished. There is one title. How pretty she is. That was from beginning to end, that's all he needed. So now, if that's true, so now he can even marry Esther. Aye, she comes from a family that he hates. He's looking to kill out this nation. But it doesn't make a difference, because that's not important to him. So that was Gufa, part of the nes, that the fact that that's all he married. So now, he doesn't need any miyuchas. He just says, Tachas Vashti, no yichas at all. He's only had one bakasha. What's his bakasha? His bakasha is, in how she looks. So now he's able to marry. He's able to marry Esther. So again, so we see the Hashgacha Pratis, what's going on here, that this Achashverosh is a madman. So who comes to say ideas by him? No one's walking into the palace. It's only these sponger girls. She gives him this idea of marrying someone, of testing out all your nations to find one girl. And how many years after? This is 4 years. This might say 4 years. So Chazal tell us that he was bail on every single girl that he met. So the king is busy now, straight. No advisors. There's nothing going on in this whole kingdom. This is mamish like Ukraine. So there's nothing going on. There's a one-man show, Aladav and Tushtel and Tem, maybe more like Russia, right? And everyone has to tell Tutem, all his Mishagasin. And what's he doing? He's been mizana with every single girl in town, in the world, come out. And they can't get married. Yeah. So he's being mapecha to the whole market, to the whole everything, because he needs a wife. Okay. So this all comes from his caste, and now he's in depression, and now since he's in depression, no one wants to be with him either. Right? When he's netzav, no, when he's upset, now he's depressed, so there were no pills those days, so there was nothing else to do, so that's why everyone stayed away from him. Now, so there was this yid in Shushan Abira, Shmoy Mordechai, Ben Yoy, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini. So first we call him a Yehudi. What's a Yehudi? The Rashi explains, Al Shagala in Galus Yehuda. He was in Galus Yehuda. Kalos in Shagala Mach Yehuda Ma'ikar Yehudim Ben Agayim. Even if they don't come Dafka from Yehuda, but he was Nigla from Gala from Yehuda. Ishimini. What's Ishimini? So Rashi says he came from Binyamin. And there's other Majashim, but Pashtis means he came from Binyamin. So now, the Gayan explains, he says like this, the Gemara Megillah says, Ben Yair, Sheheir Einayim Shal Yisrael B'Tvilasa. He enlightened the Yidden with his Tvilah. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama Keil Tvilasa. It's the Rebbein Shalom that listened to his Tvilah. Ben Kish, Shehikish Al Dalsi Rachman. He banged on the Dalsi Rachman. Now, you have to understand, that means we're titling Mordechai with his kaiches. What was his kaiches? Tefillah. That's why the Zman of Purim is the kaiches Tefillah. That's how Klai Yisrael was nitzel through Tefillah. This is the time that Klai Yisrael was nitzel through Tefillah. And that's going to be the Galus Achron is also needed Tefillah. So we can't take lightly these days of Tefillah, especially from tomorrow and till Purim. 3 days before Purim, I have a kaiches of Purim also. Not just Tainus Esther. It's 3 days before Purim. Why 3 days before Purim? Right? No, that's the Maisa. What's happening is 16 and 17. That's the Maisa that Bnei Akvam, they can lay in those days. So it has a kayach of Tefillah. So that was Mordechai's kayach. And the Gaon says that there are four chushim to a person. There's Ria, person sees, Shmiya, he hears, Dibra, he talks, and Reach. So the Gaon says three of them are needed for Torah. Seeing, Ria is Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbosav you can do Bahat, but Torah Shabbosav needs to be inside. Shmiya, to hear the Torah Shabbosav, and Dibur, to teach others. Lalamit. Reach is not needed only for Tefillah, which is Ishe Reach Nichayach Lashem. So that's what's needed for Tefillah. So Mordechai was Bechina of Reach, like the Gemara in Chulin says, Besamim Mordechai Matei Minayin, Besamim Reish Mordechai. And with the tagim is Mordechai. So that's Miramas a Mordechai. So that's why Mordechai was Mitzuyin in Tefillah. So that's what Chazal Dashin and his name, that's what the guy explains. The four Chushim. Ria is Yair, Shimi is Shmiya, Dibur is Kish. What's that? That's all the Tzayach HaTefillah. He had to use all his Kach as the Tzayach HaTefillah. That was Mordechai's Kach. Okay. Asher hagla miYerushalayim imagayla asher hagla sam yichanya melech Yehuda asher hagla nivchanetza melech Bavel. So he came into Galus, and that's why Megillas Esther is the only Megillah that's written in Galus, not in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't an Esther taking place in Eretz Yisrael; it was an Esther taking place in Galus. Vayi oimen es hadasa hi Esther bas doidai ki ein la ava ein. So now he goes ahead and his niece, she doesn't have a father or a mother. She's a pretty girl. And when her father and mother died, Mordechai goes ahead and takes her for a daughter. Now, what does it mean, Levas? So Rashi explains, he marries her. Now, why is Mordechai marrying his niece? So the Gaon in Shirashirim writes, there are three types of Ava in the world. There's three different words of Ava. Toiv, Orev, Gishmak, Mayo. That's all Merumas and Reshutavis in the word of Tam. Toiv, Orev, and Mayo. So by food, you see that it's Orev, it's good, Lechech, for it tastes good. Then there's something which is good for your body. And then there's something which is good because the Torah tells you to do Kayim a mitzvah. You eat matzah. It's good because you want to eat it because there's a mitzvah to it. This is what the Gaon explains. He says, so too, between two people, there's three different types of loves. There's one is Avas Nashim, which is Arev. Then there's Avas Krivim, the Yedidim, that is a Te'elas in it. It's Mayel. And then there's Avas Sadikim, which is Bechinus of Taiv. Like we said, the same way by a mitzvah to eat something, which is taiv, so too to be connected to a tzaddik is taiv. So now, so he says, if you mizbainin in the kesha between Mordechai and Esther, it's all al pitaya, and he says, you can find these three ksharim. Vayihi oimein es hadasa hi Esther. Why? She gathered, he says like this, she gathered, she didn't have any other want to take care of her. She didn't have a father or a mother. So Mordechai married her because this is a midah of Rachmanis. And this is a kesha of Shagida Bebeset. Bas Daidai. That's a collection of Kurva. Ki'ein la'ava aim, she had Rachmanis. So he says that that's what Mordechai, when he married someone, he looked for these three kirvas. One is a kirvas Ishus. One is a kirva of connection, of Krivim and Yedidim, and then, doesn't mean Dafka Kar, but it just means Yedid, and then it means someone that you have Echmanis for. It doesn't mean you have to marry someone that you have Echmanis for, but Mordechai was in that daga that he was going to marry someone, he wanted to get to all the Ksharim Shaykh. Now, look at the difference of Mordechai marrying someone and Achashverosh marrying someone. What? What do you mean? Right, but look at the purpose. Achashverosh married Esther, like we said, for one thing. Tevis Mara, your first Tevis Tevis Mara. That was his whole cheshbon. Only the chitzonis, nothing to do with anything else. That's all Achashverosh looks for. Mordechai married her only for Avada. I mean, there's something in the pasuk says Vaita, but now you fast Tevis Tevis Mara. There's pasuk saying that for a reason. Even though the Gemara dashens what it means, Tevis Mara for Midas and all that. But that was his intentions. Now, Uvamais Avia V'ima L'Kacha Mordechai Lo Levas. Chaim Valojin explains the Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah says, Have a good L'Makam Torah. So he says that, like it says by Levi, Ayma L'Avi V'Li'ima L'Ari Yisiv V'Es'achiv L'Yike Yairu Mishpatecha L'Yakav. Like it says, Avi V'Imi Azavuni V'Oz Hashem Yasveni. What does that mean? So he says, it means like this. The Kavanah is to L'tzmayach U'L'gadel B'Torah U'B'Yir Shemayim. That comes from Azivas Gagui HaYaldus V'Chol HaKshoyim HaKoshim Es Adam L'Chayiv HaGashim V'Narusa. Chaim Elazin explains that what does it mean to have a Gadel Makom Torah? It doesn't mean you have to leave town and go to some midbar out there. He says what it means is that a person has to leave his connections that he's used to. Al Tzyaldus, which means that is used to all the gashmias and everything that he wants. That's what a yelet is. And the more he grows up, he's menatik himself from all these ksharim. He disconnects himself from the older you get, the less gashmias you need. I think so, right? You're not connected so much, you know how much? The older you get, you don't need all these narish cards. Seltzer. Seltzer, that's not a gashmias. Yeah, so... See, you, right? I think the only thing that's left is covered. But besides for that, no, Mezzo, you know, no more gashmias. You get to be mayor. No such thing. This is what Chaim Elazar says. So Chaim Elazar says, "I've got the makom tell you what does it mean? It means that you disconnect yourself from Yaldus, Ma'aser Yaldus. When you're a child, you need everything. You might not be getting everything, but you need everything. The older you get, the less you need. So the Gaon says that he teaches this pasuk, the ki ein ma ave ein, like it says, ave vel ima lo yisiv, u'meisa vi ave ima. So once she was meisa, once she disconnected herself from Adam Hazza, when you connected to ave ima, so you connected to Adam Hazza, you need. So over here, so oz lach hamalachai lo levas. That's the Mordechai took it for a wife when he saw that this connection is, it's not just the v'maisa via v'ima, it means that the connection of the wanting and the needing, that was already dismissed by her. So then it was Mordechai lo levas. That's when he took it for the vas. Now you have to understand what's going on. V'hi v'shama dva melech v'dasai, and Achashverosh goes ahead and gathers all the girls, and then it came up to Esther, and Mordechai is dreinzich over there by Mordechai Yosef Shah Melech, and you can imagine what's that? The Chatzah Beis Hanashim. Now, how could that be that Mordechai, he was one of the greatest people in Klal Yisrael, and this is what he's busy a whole day, standing by the entranceway of the king, listening to the conversation of the Bikus of Besayash? How could that be? Not only that, Mordechai, through that, came out major problems. The whole Gzeir came out through there, the guy explains. Why? Because since he went and Dreinzich, that's where Haman was. Haman didn't Dreinzich the whole Shushan picking up his foot, you know, I mean, and telling everyone to bow down to him, right? I mean, you stand there and everyone... Mordechai met him in Shabbos HaMelech, that's where Haman was. So the fact that Mordechai was there trying to see what's going on with Esther, that caused all the problems. Yeah, get out of there. What's this to do? So what's the pshat Mordechai did it? Yeah, you caused it. You're standing there, you're raising on Haman. I understand you don't want to bow down to him. But what should you do? Stay where you are. Go to Bais Medrash. What's this in the gas? No? Good question. What's Mordechai doing there? And the answer is a murder to your side. When a guy has a relationship with someone, it's as much as he needs. There's no real connection. There's as much as he could get out of the guy, that's his relationship. Haman and Achashverosh were a typical relationship, right? They were very close. Every moment they were thinking about themselves. Nothing to do has how much can I get out of Achashverosh, and Achashverosh how much money can I get out of Haman. That's all connection. Nothing personal. When Mordechai went ahead, when a Yid has a connection, forget husband and wife, that's Ogaret. I'm talking about even two friends. It's not because the money of the guy, it's not because you're getting something out of the guy, you know this guy, that guy. It's all because there's something real to it. What makes something real? Because if the guy loses the money, all sunshine, ice friend. That shows that the whole thing is not real. So Mordechai, when he took upon this, when he realized that Esther needs to be married with him, b'chulu, so he did anything that it cost. He was going down Madragas and this and that. But by him, that was everything. He knew that this was his niece, and Ein La Ava Ein, and she was now, so as much between two tzaddikim, it doesn't make a difference where your Madragas is. That is now what you're mechuyev to do. Mainly, he went all out, and he went down Madragas. We see Chazal tell us that Mordechai went down Madragas in Ruchnis, right? After you don't hear anything about him after the Megillah. What's the pshat? Because Itaka went down. He was till then he was like number three. Then he went down to much lower, because in Ruchnis he went down. He wasn't anymore. Right? The pshat is because Itaka went down. He was busy with these things. He was obligated to do it. Obviously, that was his chedek in life. But Akapanim, what's the pshat? Because by the relationship of Mordechai and Esther, it was a bond that was going to be forever. It wasn't something that was dependent. It was the pshat is that now she was going into Achashverosh's home, and she had to be with Achashverosh. So he made sure that he was going to be with her all around. He wasn't going to stop. And therefore, the whole tzara, even though the whole tzara of Klal Yisrael came out of it, but that was his achrayus. His achrayus was to take care of what was going on. And this is what the Gaon learns out from here, that this is the tachlis. Why he married her, the kesher was in la'av aim, and she was on about Bas Madrega of She was not Magushim. She didn't have any of those chesrainas. So therefore, that's why he came to this Hachlata to marry a Labas, to Labayas. And therefore, he went and did whatever it took. And this is Negev for all of us, that sometimes there's so much Ava Tluya Bedava, that it's only as long as you get, and then Tully and that Nakuda, then you're okay with this friendship. But after that, we're not really friends, and you stab the guy in the back when he's not looking. When someone's a friend, it has to be for real. It has to be that there's a pnim to it. Not just, that's how you'd know. You'd know that you help another, even though the guy's in need. What do you have from it? But the fact that you're helping someone else, that itself is the greatest achrayas to a friendship, and that's what's called the yadid. That's be'emes what a yadid is, that no matter where he's holding, you're ready to help him out.